All right, we're back here. Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show. www.derekshapiroshow.com. Episode 51.
Did you say .com?
.com.
Wowzers.
Right. Yes, yeah. We have Reggie.
Not, all right, Andy. You've like messed up my name 100 times today. 100 times. I mean, great interviews, man. I just want to tell you that was great, man. Had me tear up a couple times. All right. But anyhow, I, my friends, am the infamous Reggie Reg. How y'all doing today, huh? Yeah, I didn't hear anybody. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Here we go. Now, Derek, I know you had me do a couple assignments for you last night, but I'm not going to lie to you, man. I didn't, you know, you wanted me to go see that movie, A Predator, you know what I'm saying? Give you what my input and how good it was and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was looking for it. I need about 10 bucks to go see that. Sorry, man. I needed a couple, and I couldn't find you. Appreciate it, man. But anyhow, so I'm sorry about that, everybody. I couldn't see the movie, but...
Well, deducted from your pay. I was going to pay you $10. So
wow.
Your pay.
Thanks. Thanks, Andy. Thanks.
Andy. You butchered my name now.
Yes.
I butchered my name to Andy the Shapiro Show.
That's awesome. That sounds great.
Exactly. It does sound great. Yeah.
But instead of me going to the movies, a female did call me.
Really?
And she wanted me to come see her.
Really?
And she had dinner for me.
Okay, what'd you do after that? We want to know the details.
Okay, here we go. Check this out. I went to her house. Yes. Lovely, lovely lady. Okay. Petite, hourglass figure.
I don't want to hear that pop. I want to know, was the condoms used or no condoms?
I'll get to that, dude. You're so, such a freak.
That's what I say. That's what everyone loves me.
Roll out. Yeah. But I'll tell you much. I went upstairs. She said, I'll have dinner prepared for you in a second there, Reg. And I said, okay, well, look, let me go upstairs and wash my hands and, you know what I'm saying, get ready to eat this wonderful food. So I go upstairs, go to her bathroom. Oh, her bathroom was immaculate, sparkling.
You didn't do number two or one in there, did you?
No, but check this out. I looked in the toilet just to do number one.
Yes.
And there was the most ghastly, disgusting... prehistoric pterodactyl turd in the toilet. You know what I thought? I said, how in the heck could this pretty little petite little flower produce something like that, Derek? So, you know, she
all the flowers can, I'm telling you.
You know what? I'm about fell back and oh my gosh, it was just ridiculous. So basically, to kind of pretty much to not, so she wouldn't be embarrassed, I went ahead and flushed it.
Wow. So at the end, was was a condom used?
I'm not done.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Wicked freak, you. Oh, I'm not done.
Okay.
So basically, it wouldn't go in. So basically, I went ahead and just plunged and I plunged and I plunged and I plunged. And it was such an embarrassing sight. When it finally went down, I looked at my shirt. Yes, and it was just stained goo-goo everywhere.
So what happens next?
Well, I'll take her to the... I'm pretty upset about everything. So I don't say she doesn't know what happened then. So basically, I pretty much eat dinner and...
What'd you have for dinner?
Oh, man, it was the best chicken salad sandwich I ever had.
Well, I love chicken salad sandwich. Ooh, was it from Publix?
I believe so, because she said she cooked it, you know.
When a woman says I cook it, they really bought it. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but after that, you know, I was so outraged about what had happened. You know, I made the most passionate caveman love to her.
Really?
Yes.
And how long did it last? 1 minute, or did it last for about 2 minutes?
I think around the Richter scale of about 1.5.
All right,
get it up.
Right. All right. Wow.
But, Derek, I got one more thing to say.
Yes.
Hey, I just want to tell everybody out there, if you have specific type dreams that you want to pursue, all you have to do is just look within yourself, in your heart, and go after it. I'm telling you, you just don't know what's out there.